Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit revyinnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it's like when you have a PhD, but you're still testing the electric fence with wood. You know the saying, some of the smartest people are also some of the dumbest. So Dr. Grant's character is perfectly written. Plus, he probably received his PhD at Harvard. But seriously, what was he supposed to throw at that fence? One of those kids, perhaps? At least he grabbed it himself first to make sure it wasn't electrified. One time I was shooting some video footage next to an electrified fence, and I only realized it after I finished. I almost became a Sandman shish kebab. Up next looks like there's an economic miracle in Poland, with its GDP per capita reaching Japan's when you account for inflation and the difference in cost of living. This is what happens when Germany transfers its industry to Poland, which is a low-level salary country. Plus, Poland has received tons of aid from the EU. The same thing happened in Spain, and once the EU stopped sending money, the economic crisis came. Poland also has a bigger military than Britain, France, or Germany. Number three, supposedly white male, black female marriages have the high success rate. I always thought it was Asian males and black females, but what do I know? But how many black female, white male relationships do you actually know of? I think it's just Keisha Cope. I think this is just more propaganda from the swirling sisterhood to get their hands on white boys. But we all know that women tend to marry up for status and wealth, and those types of relationships are more stable. And that's nothing new. Moving on, this 800-pound only fool star is making $5,000 a month by role-playing as a giant and eating tiny people on camera. So she's going to shorten her life by 40 years for $5,000 a month. The fetish of vor has been so popular for decades now, and there's tons of people out there getting off on the idea of women literally eating and digesting them. I'm surprised that she's not making $10,000 or $20,000 a month from it. She's so large that if her toilet had legs, it would start sprinting when it saw her coming. Number five, here's a lovely woman that ordered a hit on her own 12-year-old daughter in Russia because she was arguing with her too much. She paid less than 1,000 euros, and lucky for the girl, she was eavesdropping behind the door and heard what was about to happen to her. You know that if she had successfully ended her own daughter, she would have gone on television, crying and getting tons of attention, and probably asking for money too. And people say Russians have traditional values. Up next, what if you were given the choice between this American woman and this Thai man? The only attractive qualities many American women have these days is to gravity. I would avoid both the sausage party and the fatty trying to eat me alive. Also, men's hips are not shaped like that, so it's probably just a Thai woman. But I still get the point this is trying to make. Also, based on this image, I guess there might be a lot of guys out there that are actually gay. Number seven, this woman says that men fail to remember that we aren't the prize and that women are the prize. As far as I'm concerned, it looks like she's the one that ate the prize, and it's in those thick rolls of hers. It's funny when females think that they're the prize, even ones like this, that are high-calorie humans. Not even the Michelin man himself would be with her, and he's got more rolls than her. She literally looks like a cheeseburger stuffed into a shirt. Moving on, speaking of large ladies being plus size in America, that's now the new norm. And yet you know she's still going to expect the chat. If this is what the average American woman has to offer, then the robots can't come soon enough. If we want this to stop, then we need to start fat shaming again. Every young man needs to watch an hour's worth of Al Bundy insulting fat women. And there's no such thing as plus size women. They're obese and gross. End of story. Number 9, I think most of us are pissed off by new smart appliances and technologies that we'd be willing to pay for more for appliances with zero smart features that have ancient-looking knobs and buttons, and appliances that last 30-plus years like this one, and things you can fix yourself. It's gone so crazy lately that there are toilets out there that require you to download the Flush Me app. What if you forget to bring your phone into the bathroom? Up next, this woman is like almost all women out there these days. She fell for a man, they rejected her, and her love is one-sided. And she fell for someone she can't have. But the better question to ask is, how do we stop women from becoming alpha widows? We'd have to reverse the sexual revolution and make being a slut and sleeping around shameful instead of empowering. I'm sure a lot of men would love her, but they just aren't 6'3" blonde chads. Then again, maybe the guy rejected her because she looked like a Japanese Bella Ramsey. Number 11, 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony has been charged with first-degree murder as an adult under Texas state law. Good. He didn't really think he could end someone white and get tons of money for it and go free. At least his relatives will be living high off the hog while he has his poop chute stretched out when he lands in prison by a Tyrannosaurus. That is until they eventually enforce the death penalty on his hiney. Moving on, and speaking of incarceration, here's a picture from the U.S. Border Patrol's official page. But why is her behind in that picture? Attention seeking from women has gone out of hand, and their desperation is showing. Her butt looks as wide as his shoulders. Then again, maybe it's a good thing she doesn't show her face, because the cartel would do unimaginable things to her and her family. Barrel of acid kind of stuff. She also doesn't want to be fat shamed too. Number 13, back in the days of swashbucklers, female pirates would expose their breasts to show their enemies that they'd been vanquished by a woman. Yes, a woman so ugly that she can pass for a man. Most of the female pirates ended up hiding their sex as to not get raped, except for the two female ones around pirate Captain Calico Jack, specifically the female pirate Anne Bonny. Female pirates are also usually pregnant, so that if they were caught, they would use as an excuse not to get executed. Up next, here's a leftoid asking someone on the right if they're okay with thousands of government employees losing their jobs, and he says millions. It'll be tens of millions of government workers once the US dollar collapses, or when artificial intelligence takes their inefficient jobs away. Government employees don't produce anything. Think of how much more efficient the DMV would be if it wasn't run by a group of cackling overweight witches. Number 15, a video of this woman was created by Google VO3. It's so over for women. She can talk and be rendered very quickly, saying whatever you want her to say. Once the technology lets you make unclothed videos, and some company like OF capitalizes on it, the days of real women on OF will be over forever. They even fixed the five-finger problem. I really wonder if women will revolt against virtual women or if they'll just try and compete with them, even though they'll never be able to win. Moving on, this individual says they aren't a boy or a girl, and they wonder where they're going to pee. How about in the sink? Or better yet, just wear a diaper or in the mental ward. Them could also pee outside in the woods. That way they would get acquainted with a bear too. Or maybe find a nice electric fence like the one from Jurassic Park and release your stream on it. Remember that before the 1970s, trans people used the bathroom in mental asylums. Number 17, and speaking of unhinged lunatics, this guy bombed a fertility clinic in Palm Springs. Luckily, no one was killed except for him. I remember it being in the news for like 10 minutes, and then it was gone like money invested at your local South Park bank. The lamestream media sweeps far-left terror under the rug, but if it's from those on the right, they talk about it for weeks. Apparently, though, he wasn't on the left and was actually an anti-natalist activist, promoting the idea that people shouldn't reproduce. Up next, the number of temporary foreign workers in Canada has increased, even though the Liberal government in Canada promised that they wouldn't be bringing more Jeets in. Is anyone really surprised? Makes me think that the women and the boomers that voted for this are just like American voters in California that vote for a blue no matter who. It's so over for Canada. There will be Indians everywhere. This train has no brakes and there are thousands of Indians riding on its roof. Number 19, what's wrong with lefties? They say that all refugees are welcome unless they're from South Africa. It should really say we welcome all refugees unless they're white or East Asian. They want refugees to come in that'll vote for their insane policies. They want enrichment and think all the minorities they bring in will be grateful for it. Meanwhile, many of them will just rob them and wreck the country. I'm just so tired of this. Moving on, do you accept your duty to return the cart even though you gain nothing? No, because they pay people to collect them now. When I was young and they first opened up Terminal 3 at the Toronto Airport, if you returned a cart, you would actually get $1 as a coin. It was pretty rare for people not to return carts. When I waited for people at the airport, I would look for carts and return them and make $5 or $10 waiting for someone to arrive. Number 21, what game is this code from? Wrong answers only. Here's a hint. It's from a game that Konami made, and you get 100 lives so you could pass the game pretty easily. The only other way to pass the game was if you had yourself a Game Genie. But that Game Genie wasn't officially sanctioned by Nintendo. But even then, it was pretty awesome. It was the original Game Bond. Up next is Harvard Medical School morgue manager admits to stealing organs and selling them on the black market. But by the looks of him, I wouldn't be surprised if he ate some of them out of a bucket of KFC. Looks to me like Harvard went from Ivy League to body parts eBay. I bet they caught him red-handed, both literally and figuratively. But then again, maybe Harvard was okay with him doing it for a while, as long as the organs were only from white folks. And you wonder why Trump is going to take away their federal funding. Number 23, Japan is over as a third nuke has been dropped on the country, as Japan abolishes skirts from the police women for uniforms across the whole country. They'll probably bring back this uniform once they realize that the number of men resisting arrest goes way up because they don't know if they're about to be arrested or if she's actually a stripper. Maybe they need to update it or something like this. What happened to Japan? It's losing its edge. Moving on, James says that if you eat steak and eggs for breakfast, you're a weirdo. But if you drink 46 grams of sugar for breakfast, then you're normal. Sugar is poison and steak is inflammatory. My autoimmune condition flares up when I eat grain-fed beef, but it doesn't when I eat grass-fed beef. Grain-fed beef has an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio between 15 and 20. But grass-fed is only usually 3 to 1 to 1. Not all steak and eggs are equal. Number 25 and the last one, real socialism hasn't been tried, and neither is real capitalism. But remember that almost capitalism has lifted billions of people out of poverty, while almost socialism has resulted in the death and impoverishment of hundreds of millions of people. Real communism can't exist because humans can't live up to the ideals of Marx. It's a dehumanizing ideology that restricts freedom and competition and collapses from within. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.